Also today, there's a lot in the air at the moment, isn't there? I mean, it always happens in January. We got Operation Transformation going on. There's a show on Channel 4 tonight, if you get a chance to see it, if you want to, called Super Size versus Super Skinny. And it's quite scary. On one side, Dr. Christian, we've spoken to him before, Dr. Christian Jessen, on one side he has all these really bad eaters and they're all in their underpants. And so they're completely skinny and you can look at them thinking they look ill. And on the other side, he has this huge obese people who clearly have a problem eating too much. And it's just super size versus super skinny. It's some sort of competition. But just to look at it tonight, it's quite bizarre. But again, it's at the moment in January, you know, if you go to a gym, the gyms are jammed. Can't get car parking anywhere. What's the point? People are concerned about their weight. Well, there's a guy in the papers today, and basically he's addicted, or was addicted, to fizzy drinks. This is what I want to know. We've spoken so many times about sugar on this show before. I really want to get a handle on people who are addicted to fizzy drinks. If you are, give us a shout. If you have been and you've been cured, how did you become cold turkey? How did you get off them? What were you drinking? Fizzy drinks. Give us a shout, 1850-715-922 or text at 51552. This is a chap. His name is Declan Leonard. Now, his addiction got him to taking 24 cans of fizzy drinks a day. 24 cans of fizzy drinks. He lost, when he stopped on the fizzy drinks, he lost 14 stone. He had hit 28 stone. There's a picture of him. You know, sometimes you see the before and after and you go, your man's only sucking his gut in, for God's sake. That's not. Well, I'll tell you, there is a huge, huge difference. He's lost half the man he used to be, basically. He's lost 14 stone. He hit 28 stone and he thought, you know what, I need to change. Something needs to happen. He couldn't walk 20 feet without panting. He couldn't do his job in any comfort because of his weight. And his entire life was affected by his weight. And I think when that happens, when your entire life is being affected by, your weight or a particularly bad habit or whatever, you got to change it. I decided to go cold turkey, he said, and had major sugar withdrawal symptoms. I'd imagine you would. It's one of the world's most addictive drugs. I was seeing pink elephants at the end of my bed and all sorts of crazy stuff. Changing his diet resulted in Declan losing over 14 stone. I don't know how quick he lost it, but I'd imagine if you go from 24 cans of fizzy drinks a day to no cans of fizzy drinks a day, I'd imagine even within a month, you'd lose a huge amount of weight. So fizzy drinks. How many do you have a day? Do you have to have a litre, 2 litres in the car? Do you have, when you open up the fridge, is, you know, that part where the milk should be just covered in fizzy drinks? Do you have cans of fizzy drinks out the back in the shed? Do you buy it in bulk? Is every time you go into a shop, do you have a fizzy drink? Do you get a headache if you don't have a fizzy drink? I've heard about people who are getting huge withdrawal symptoms just on, like, not having a fizzy drink at lunchtime. Okay, give us a shout on that, 1850-715-922. Have you got an addiction to fizzy drinks? How bad is it? Or how bad was it and you got over it? Text us at 51552 or Colm at rte.ie. David, how are you?
I'm very well, Colm. Very well.
You can relate to that chap drinking 24 cans of fizzy drinks a day.
I wouldn't drink that much of fizzy drinks every day of the week. Yeah. I used to drink over the years now, I maybe drink 2-3 after one liter drink every day of the week.
What size?
Your normal fizzy drink, your bottle of your size of your Fanta and your Club Orange.
All right, so you do that. That's about a litre and a half a day.
Yeah, maybe every day of the week. Yeah, 2 bottles there every day of the week.
Okay, that's a lot.
That's a lot. I stopped drinking them over in the years. Well, I eat my rolls and shops, my breakfast rolls in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'd be in the morning and then I get one in the evening.
Yeah.
And then maybe same again every day of the week, like.
So were you putting on a lot of weight, David?
No, I don't put on weight, no. I don't put on it's not a weight at all, I don't, no.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, no. And what about the effect it was having on you? On your teeth and on your insides? Any idea what was going on there?
Well, I went to the dentist one year over the years and he said to me, David, all your teeth is affected.
Wow.
And I was younger at the time, I was only 20 at the time. I'm going to turn 4 there to go back to 2 months ago, like. And I think, I don't drink much fizzy drinks now as I did, like. So I drink with one one fizzy drink every 2 weeks.
So have you noticed a difference in yourself since you stopped taking all the fizzy drinks?
Yes, yes. And I used to have Actifels every day of the week, which one in the morning.
Yeah.
And one in the evening, and I did them every day of the week.
And do you feel you've got more energy, or do you feel you've got you're feeling better?
Feeling better. I drink water every day of the week. No, I do. I love my 1 liter water, my Baltic or my Tipperary water, and I drink water every day of the week. And then when I go to cinema with lads, I may go once every second week or something, and I love my fizzy drink then. I saw.
And the dentist, when he said your teeth were infected, was it like the gums were infected, or were your teeth starting to rot?
My gums had effect, and he did all my teeth. Where is it, David? You know, by the sugar and the lot of sugar I was taking in, like, due to like Actifel yogurts or any yogurts I was having during the day, and then my fizzy drinks in on top of that too, like. So, and I was doing yoga at the time. I'm 34 years ago, gone there 2 months ago, and I was in now by the age of 20, 21.
Yeah.
And coming from like a young lad, and you need to change for it all through your life.
Yeah.
So.
So how are your teeth now? Have you noticed a change?
I have, yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
And have you? No. You said you didn't gain much weight while you were drinking fizzy drinks. But have you lost any weight?
I was always thin. When I was young. Dad now was making sports over the years, and I was fucking swimming and tennis and squashing. And I'm a fellow who I don't fall anywhere on whatsoever. Like,
right.
Yeah. So.
Okay, David. Well, listen. You feel better without them, anyway.
I do. Yes. Yeah. It's a shame. I'm on the water, and I may drink one fizzy drink maybe once every 2 weeks.
All right. Good man. Listen. Thanks for the call, David.
Hi, Colin. Thank you.
Take care of yourself. See you now. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
This is the story. Actually, that's David's story, but this is the story of Declan Leonard, who was drinking a little bit more than David was as far as fizzy drinks are concerned. He was knocking back. Just think of it. How would you get the time to drink 24 cans of fizzy drink a day? Okay, so you're going to sleep 8 hours. So you've got 16 hours to drink 24 cans. I mean that's going to be so maybe. Just 4 hours, in the morning, or you're not going to. So he was probably drinking two cans an hour. Two cans, over 12 hours, he was knocking back two cans of fizzy drinks an hour. Not only was that crazy, it's incredibly expensive as well, isn't it? If you had an addiction that heavy on fizzy drinks, or still have, God, I'd love to know. 1850 715 922 or text us at 51552. Now, of course, we knew we'd get the text in. Colm, I had a bang in the head there a year ago or so, and ever since I can't get enough of fizzy orange drink. Regards, Tommy. Okay, that text is in now. You don't have to text again. Now, Anne-Marie, how are you?
Hey, Colm.
We're talking about people who are addicted to the fizzy drinks. There's a guy in the papers today, Declan Leonard. You want to see the picture of this guy? He was 28 stone, he's now 14 stone, but he was drinking 24 cans of fizzy drinks a day. What were you on, Anne?
I was on 9 to 10 bottles of Fluxed a day, and probably a large one at night time.
How did you get? Firstly, why Lucozade? Did you think it was healthy for you?
I don't know. It was just. I remember years ago. Do you know when the old bottles that you pulled the cap off?
Yeah.
That's when I started. So that's how long I'm on it. And it was just a taste of it, really.
Well, so you were addicted to it.
Yeah, I was,
And it had to be Lucozade?
Had to be Lucozade. Any other drink, no. It just had to be Lucozade.
How much were you spending a day?
I wouldn't like to even think about that now.
Like, that's nearly more expensive than cigarettes.
Yeah, the last bottle I bought now, I think it was about 160 for the 330 mil bottle.
And when you say you're having a large one at night, is that beside your bedside locker, or is it when you're watching telly?
No, when I'm watching telly.
Yeah.
And there had to be one there for morning, because a bottle of Lucozade was my breakfast every morning. So there had to be a bottle there every morning. And if there wasn't at night, if I thought at night time that there wasn't going to be enough for me in the morning, I'd actually go into the car and go into town. It could be 11, half 11 to make sure that I had that Lucozade there for the morning.
That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you? I mean, did it get to a stage where you realised, wow, this is silly now? I mean, when you looked at your bin at the end of the week and all it was Lucas said, surely you thought to yourself, hang on a second, what's going on here?
Yeah. I kind of, you see, there's diabetes on both sides of the family and you know, Dad is a diabetic and on both sides of the family. And I have an aunt, then a sister of Mam's, that she is very bad diabetic as well. And she ended up on injections. And it was kind of then that I said, oh, my God, that could be me.
Gosh. And did you just decide one day, that's it?
Just decided that was it. Now, I was after giving up the cigarettes and I was saying, well, if I can do that, I can do this.
Were you putting on a lot of weight from drinking the Lucozade?
No, because you see, I wasn't eating. I wouldn't have been eating that much, you know, because the Lucozade was kind of filling me up. You know, if I felt hungry, I drank a Lucozade. That's the thing that was happening.
Well, that and is fizzy drinks. Smoking. Fizzy drinks do that to you, don't they? They do fill you. You get a sense. They actually don't fill you up. You're just filled with carbonated bubbles, really.
Exactly,
You were full of bubbles years. and how did it... were you full of energy?
Not really, now. That's not saying, you know, that's... You know, the only thing is that I don't really know, to be honest with you. I'd say I got immune to it. That had just... Right. It was just part of my daily life and that was it.
And
you know?
the immunity is such to it. When you started, did you start like doubling the amount and then increasing it and drinking more? The way an alcoholic or the way a drug addict would.
Yeah. And then if the special offers come into the supermarket or that, and you'd be there panicking, you know, that to make sure that you're going to get them before they're all gone, you know.
How long are you off it?
I reckon I'm about 9 or 10 months. Off it now,
and how
it could be a bit longer, maybe. You know, because I used to smoke as well, you see, and they were the two things that had connected together.
Yeah.
And when I gave up the cigarettes, the Lucozade kind of took a kind of decreased.
Yeah.
Unknown to myself, but then I started bringing it back up again, and then I just said one day, "That's it." You know, I don't want to be a diabetic. And
so you went cold turkey.
Went cold turkey on it, yeah.
And how did that affect you?
I had headaches, I'd say, for about a month after it. Yeah, I'd say about a month. I'd say not one day would have passed without a headache for about a month after.
And you knew the headache was because of the lack of sugar?
Because of that, yeah. And now I would have had headaches when I was drinking it as well, and that was probably from having too much sugar.
Yeah.
Do you know?
And how long then, once you gave them up, how long before you felt, that's it, I'm not going back to Lucozade?
I don't really know now. I just said I would never drink fizzy drinks again, and that was it, and I was determined to do it, and I said that's it now. So I drink water now, water with my body orange.
So you
hopefully
don't,
I won't get addicted to that.
It's okay if you get addicted to water. Most of us are.
My body orange.
So if Did you try anything else? Were you on other fizzy drinks, or was it just that particular brand?
You know, if we were away out far and for a week's holidays or whatever, like, you know, it'd be Pepsi or Fanta, you know. But the only thing that kept me going was that I will have a Lucozade the minute I land in Dublin Airport. I will have that Lucozade.
That's weird, isn't it? It really is quite bizarre. Yeah. And how do you feel now?
Great. I'll never drink it again.
But do you feel, and just to say, for the sake of Lucozade, just to say, it's a great energy drink, and there's nothing wrong with it. And you know, if you are sports or whatever, and I always have it, if I'm down the gym or whatever, I'll have an energy drink, is something like a Lucozade afterwards, that they're fine. Yeah. But even Lucozade would say, we don't really think you should be drinking 10 or 11 bottles a day.
Or
11 bottles of anything is not going to be good for you.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
So do you have more energy now? Do you feel better?
I'm walking the mountains 2 nights a week, and I'm doing a 5K walk when I'm not doing the mountain.
Right.
I do a 5K walk each evening.
Very good. All right. Listen, Anne-Marie, thanks for the call.
No bother at all.
Take care of yourself,
Okay, thanks, then.
Okay,
bye-bye.
See you now. Bye-bye. There you go. Somebody else has just texted and say, I used to drink 8 litres of Coke a day. 8 litres. I used to work crazy hours and it used to keep me awake. My work changed and I gave up the coke. I never really put on weight while I was on it. The coke was like a food substitute nearly, so I didn't really eat. Wow. 8 litres a day. Just again to say, in the defence of Lucozade, it's a fine drink. It's grand. There's nothing wrong with it. And, you know, taking in, you know, one bottle every now and then when you're, I mean, you'll always bring a bottle up to the hospital, won't you, when you're visiting somebody, because they say it's helpful in that respect, which it is. And also, you know, as an energy drink when you're in the gym, replaces energy fast. It does. But I, as I said, I don't think even Lucozade would recommend that you knock back 11 or 12 bottles a day.